This podcast is the audio version of the peer-reviewed lecture series from the Academic Emergency Medicine Journal featuring the Academy for Women in Academic Emergency Medicine series on professional development.
I'm Stephanie Abuhl, Professor of Emergency Medicine and Vice Chair of Faculty Affairs at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. This is part of AOM's professional development series, Hit the Ground Running, a guide for the first 2 years of your academic career. Hit the ground running. It's a pleasure to share with you some tips about how to start off the first few years of your academic career in the most productive, rewarding, and enjoyable way possible. I offer here some guidance gleaned from personal observations, mistakes I've made, the literature, and primarily from the experience mentoring and working alongside wonderful colleagues in emergency medicine over a fair number of years. An academic career is a long-distance run, with all the challenges and satisfaction of a marathon well done, including the highs and lows, but the reward of commitment to one's craft, and it helps to begin with a good, strong start and a strategy. So let's start the journey and get off on the right foot. My goals are to discuss 5 key strategies to early success in an academic career. Through this process, you will be learning about yourself, learning about your work environment, and beginning your career path, one that will empower you to find the autonomy, mastery, and purpose that defines a rewarding and fulfilling career. The first step, take an inventory. It starts here, with coffee or tea or whatever that suits your fancy with your colleagues. Take them out individually for a chat, preferably out of the office, to begin your inventory of who does what in your department. Learn how your colleagues spend their time, and by doing this, you will begin to understand the context of your initial career, which is so important to figuring out how you will fit in and thrive. Meet with everyone in your department, or almost everyone, as a part of a key information gathering process. Talk to junior and senior faculty, key administrators, nursing leadership. Find out who's doing what by asking lots of questions and doing a lot of listening. What do they like most about their careers? What do they wish was different? How did they start out? What valuable lessons can they share with you? Most people love to tell their story, so they'll appreciate a chance to reflect on their lives. By doing this, you'll be finding out the various pathways that can lead to success in your department and at your institution. And this can differ significantly from one institution to another, so you need to learn the culture and get a sense for the range of pathways that work in your environment. Number 2, find your passion. If there's one thing I wish I had appreciated early on in my career, it would be this. The more you're motivated by a higher purpose beyond just advancing your career, the more likely you are to be successful and poised to make a difference. And this is what is invigorating and keeps you in the game year after year. Sounds simple, but all too often a junior faculty member hasn't yet found their true niche, the one they can really get excited about. Discover your own calling where your interests really lie. Don't let others decide this for you. It's easy to get lured into an area of concentration where a mentor or a senior colleague is working, or find yourself working on a topic that was handed to you to meet a hospital mission or a department need. These can sometimes lead to true interests, but if not, don't get stuck there. Start over with an area meaningful to you. If you really care about your area of expertise, you'll be successful. It will be less like work and more like having a purpose. Number 3, assemble your mentors. Assemble your mentors. Mentoring has been the buzzword of faculty development for the past decade, and for good reason. Good mentoring relationships are associated with a higher likelihood of academic success and more career satisfaction. Before you seek a mentor, a few introspective steps are necessary. Think about your values, your work style, and your needs, and then identify your goals. What skills do you need? Are they skills in research, teaching, writing, speaking, clinical, administrative, and often, of course, some combination? Who can guide you? Over time, you will build a team of mentors, and be patient. This doesn't happen overnight, and there are often challenges. As you build your team, consider having at least one mentor in your department, at least one outside your department, in another department at your institution, or at another institution altogether. Consider senior and junior mentors. Someone just a little ahead of you can be very helpful as you navigate your course. And I often like to think about having two kinds of mentors, particularly if you have a research-oriented career. A research content mentor, someone who guides you specifically in your research topic area, and then a career pathway mentor. This person provides big picture and helps you make priorities, balancing work and personal life, negotiation, politics, overcoming career disappointments, finding longevity. There's no question that the single most important part of getting great mentoring is getting in the driver's seat and driving the bus. This is managing up, taking responsibility for your own development by organizing and leading the mentee work you will do with your mentor. Make the appointments. Develop an agenda for each meeting. Send manuscripts or other written work in advance. Ask for honest feedback. Try not to be defensive. Show appreciation. And most importantly, follow through with your tasks. If you assume this much responsibility for the mentoring relationship, I can just about promise that it will be successful. Number four, find your posse. The fourth strategy is all about finding those teammates for writing, for research, for education, or administrative projects. Don't go it alone. Collaborating with colleagues is key, not only because they bring a variety of talents you need to do a great scholarship, but also just to make the process more fun. It's really hard to succeed as a soloist. You can't write enough alone. You need to take turns among a group, sharing first authorship, sharing the more mundane tasks, sharing and taking the lead for organization and accountability. Again, be open to outside collaboration, other disciplines, other institutions, colleagues from national organizations. Competition can sometimes be an unspoken barrier within a department, and often some of the most successful research and writing groups are with colleagues from outside. And departments want a diversified portfolio. Number five, write it down. The fifth strategy is all about formulating, committing to, and writing down your goals. The process of writing down goals has been shown to increase the likelihood that you'll actually take concrete steps towards meeting those goals. Make a 1 and then a 3 to 5 year plan. 3 year goals if you're very early in your first appointment and 5 year goals if you're farther along. It's important to set achievable goals. Be realistic, and your mentors can help with this. Break down each goal to specific action steps. Identify timelines. And of course, this is a dynamic process. Your goals will change, and it's okay to drop some. Often one has to do less to do more. And goals are meant to be disrupted by the serendipitous events that can, at times, be the most important opportunities you'll ever have. Not only should you review your goals with key mentors, but you should add personal, family, and community goals to your list. You cannot plan your goals in a vacuum, and if you do, you may end up burning out. Reassess regularly. What responsibilities or activities drain your energy and keep you up at night? What are the nagging anxieties or stressors that take away from your enjoyment of your work? And then what makes you lose track of time? What are the activities you really enjoy that make work seem more fulfilling and coincide more with your values? So the conclusions, in summary, take inventory of your department early on in your first appointment and find out the path to success in your department and your institution. Find your passion as you capitalize on the energy of working on something that really matters to you. Assemble your mentors in and outside your department, in and outside your discipline, junior and senior, research content mentors, and big picture mentors. Find a posse of good colleagues to be team members for writing and research and projects. Write down your 1 and 3 year goals, broken down into steps with realistic timelines. Be open to the serendipity of life that may bring about opportunities you never even thought of. Thank you.